This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
13 Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, a production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
What you running from, son? Devil's out after you?
No, I was looking for my dog.
Well, well. You know what time it is, young man? The wolves would make a fine dinner of you this late at night.
Have you seen a dog run through here?
Sorry, son, not tonight. Say, you all right? You look a tad worn out. Like your spirit could use a lift. I'm the pastor of the church here. As it happens, we're having a little party tonight. Maybe you could come in, get out of the elements, catch your breath.
No, I...
Say, how old are you? About 13 or so, yeah?
No, sorry, but I really gotta keep going.
Nonsense! As the only truly God-fearing house in town, it is our civic duty to keep you youngsters safe on a dangerous night such as this.
No disrespect, but I have to find my dog and get home before my parents...
Yeah, it'll only take a minute, young man. Just come in. Come on. Come say hello.
Let go of me.
Oh, come on. Stop being so feisty, my boy. Look, it's just right there. Lovely church, isn't it?
This is the community center.
Well, it used to be, but it's ours now. I'm Pastor D. Aquila, and that there is the Church of Revelation. We are a small but mighty congregation. Say, young man, are you a believer?
I don't know.
Well, you look like a follower to me, son. We always welcome new members, and tonight is a special night. It's all about the children, you see. What better way to keep them out of mischief than with a little fun and games? It so happens that we're one short for tonight's festivities, and I think you'll make a perfect addition to the party. Everyone, gather round. This here is... Say, I didn't get your name, young man.
Max.
Max! Yes, this here is Max, and he'll be joining our little party tonight.
Hi. Happy Halloween.
Oh, my, what a handsome young man. Goodness, you have such strong shoulders. You must do quite a bit of physical labor. Say, how old are you?
Max, this is my wife, Helen. Helen, this is Max. He'll be joining us tonight, and I think he's about 13.
12.
Yeah, close enough.
Listen, I never said I was going to any party.
Oh, yes, 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 he's perfect. Welcome to the Church of Revelation, Max. I've got such a nice party planned for tonight. We've already started bobbing for apples. Oh, and Calvin did the funny... Calvin!
Yes, Miss Helen?
This is Calvin. Look what an amusing ghost costume he's made. You'll be able to make your own costume too, Max. Isn't that fun? So fun! And Calvin will help you.
I don't want to make a costume.
Children! This is Max. He'll be joining our little party tonight. Everyone show him how to play the games. Calvin, you first. Show Max how to look like a ghost.
Yes, Miss Helen. Miss Helen said I should cut up these bed sheets. Miss Helen gave me this knife. Miss Helen said it would be scary to cut holes in the sheets.
Miss Helen says this is very fun.
Please, Max, make yourself comfortable.
But there's nowhere to sit. You don't have any furniture.
What's that star painted on the floor?
Oh, don't cross it now. That's for later. Just settle on in, and I'll be right back to check on you.
Oh, isn't she something? Well, Max, this here is our humble house of worship. I bet you're wondering how it all came to be.
I really wasn't.
Well, I always wanted to be a preacher man, you know, even when I was your age. Seminary school by 14, in the pulpit soon after that, from prayer breakfast to tent revivals, I knew the Gospels by heart. Matthew, Mark, Thomas, Basilides.
What?
And yet it seemed to me that something was missing. God wasn't speaking to me, Max. Or maybe I wasn't ready to listen. And then everything changed on one very special mission trip. You know, Max, there are places in this world that are not on any map. Names I could say that you would never recognize. I could tell you where, but you wouldn't believe me if I did. Not so terribly far away, mind you, and yet a world apart from this one. It was to one of these strange and wild lands that I sojourned. And you know what I found?
Can't say I do.
Not a Bible in the library. Not a crucifix in sight. Terribly godless, I thought, at first. But how wrong I was. It was there, away from everything I thought I knew, that I met the people. You might think of them as some ancient tribe, but they are much more than that. Those still in touch, in direct communication with higher power, power of consequence. I gave up everything I had, everything I thought I knew, to live among them. To sing their songs, practice their rites, uncover their mysteries. And I came to learn that they do, in fact, have a God. Though not quite like the one we worship here. The old God is a vicious one, but also a given one. A God who enjoys a good game.
What kind of games?
Why, games for children, of course. Now, gather round, children. It's time for the first game of the evening.
Come now, children!
This way, Max, towards these crates. Now, you all know this town, this state, this country to be a brown wasteland growing nothing but weeds, huh? But imagine in your agile minds a thriving forest of yellow stalks. And find before you the bountiful harvest of our prosperous fields.
Corn? Raw corn?
Yes, Max! Our success depends on it.
The game is simple. Each of you must shuck 20 stalks. And the last to finish is our Opfern.
Opfern?
It just means loser.
Get ready, everybody!
Cliff, start the music!
Yes, Pastor.
Bezalel.
Which song was it again?
Come on, Cliff. It's the last one we looked at.
Let me see here. Here it is. Alrighty, off we go. Good luck, kids.
Begin. Shuck. Shuck.
Shuck. Shuck.
Shuck. Shuck. Shuck!
This corn is so tough!
Ah! Use your thumbs, Max, like your life depends on it! Haven't you ever shucked corn before?
Yes, but there's something wrong with this corn.
Madison, are you having any problems with your corn?
No, Miss Helen.
How about you, Calvin?
No, Miss Helen.
Well then, perhaps you just got a tough batch, eh, Max? Great job, children! Yes, we will offer this corn up to our god in hopes of a prosperous harvest in the new year! Sorry, Max. Looks like you're one step toward being the oppen!
What? What is that?
Now, game two! Bring in the wool!
Wool what? Look, I really need to get home before my mom worries.
Nonsense, Max. We really love having you here. Confidentially, may I ask you something?
Okay.
Tell me, do you wish to be saved?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Of course not! We were all once blind to our God's holy plan. Let me put it another way. Max, do you feel alone in this world?
No, I...
Do you feel trapped?
In here I do.
Well, we can help you, Max. In a way, we already have. Now, reach into this sack of wool.
Is this another game?
Yes, lad. We have cleansed the flora and now must make the fauna pure for the Lord of Harvest and Field.
Children, now for this game, we race to see who can pull nits and knots from the wool of sheep.
That's the worst game I've ever heard of.
Just as well, children. You know only of this famished land. Livestock that is sick, feeble, unable to support the farmers who tend to it. But take up in your little hands the finest coats of the fairest sheep and cleanse it of imperfections. Yes, children, shear, shear.
Shear!
What's the matter, Max? You look like you've never done this before.
I haven't.
Well, son, this wool here is given up an offering to our God, who returns his blessings tenfold with healthy beasts the following season.
Why is it all wet?
3, 2, 1! Put your wool down, everyone! All right, kids, let's see who has the most wool cleaned and who's up for this go-round. Oh, my! You sheared quite a bit this go-round, Calvin. The Lord will be quite impressed. Oh, good job, Clarence. Well, someone had trouble with his wool.
I've never picked nits.
Well, that sounds like something an Upfern would say. Oh, dear. You've gone and nicked your wrist there.
Oh, poor little thing. And a waste of perfectly good blood. Quick, let's get some iodine on that.
Psst. Bezalel.
Cliff. Slow going there, eh, Max?
How is this a game? How is any of this connected?
Well, now, I'm hardly an expert on such things. But maybe you really can find salvation picking lice from wool.
Something here is off. What's wrong with these people? With these kids?
I hesitate to guess. But I can't stop them, you know.
No. No! No more killing. You promised.
And I will keep that promise.
Where did you learn to play like that?
You know, I was worried I couldn't pull it off. But I think I'm doing a bang-up job.
Max! Giving up so soon?
Go along, play your part. I will not let them hurt you.
And just what are you doing over here talking to old Cliff?
Well, the boy wants to be an organist when he grows up.
When he grows up? Oh, right, right. Come on now, Max, back to the game. Oh, Max, the door is locked. You gotta keep the unholy out.
I don't want to play any more games.
Okay, no more games then. How about some punch?
No, no more. I just want to go home.
Ah, Clarence. Yoo-hoo. Will you serve Max here some punch?
Yes, Master.
What is this stuff? It's kind of gray.
Miss Helen says it tastes very good.
Well, what does it taste like?
I think it tastes like nothing.
Lovely.
Pastor!
Ugh, what now, Cliff?
I need you to look over this new music for tonight.
Fine. Just a moment. Now just relax, Max. Enjoy your punch. We'll be starting the ceremony soon.
Hey, Clarence. What's behind that door in the back?
Miss Helen says we're not supposed to go in there. Only adults.
Is there a way out?
Miss Helen says the only way out is belief.
Right. Thanks for the help. What is this place? What are all of these? Blades?
Who is it? Who goes there? Oh, it's Max! You're just in time, dear boy. By which I mean you're early.
What? What's with all of these knives?
Aren't they beautiful? The pastor brought these back from his visit with the people. Just another game, Max. Did the pastor tell you why we play these games?
He said God likes games.
Yes, yes he does, Max. Very, very good. This country is falling apart. War is constantly upon us. The economy is in shambles. There is no hope for humankind on this earth. God's kingdom is the only salvation for our souls now. But in the meantime, we shall not succumb to famine, disease, destitution. We will not let these poor children suffer. It is our duty to care for the innocent. Folks today know only how to take. But long ago, the people knew that to receive, you have to be willing to give. We only need follow their example, to play their games, to ensure our survival. Full fields of corn, pastures teeming with livestock, and oceans of black gold below the ground. It's already been proven true, Max. And it's a bargain. Only one sacrifice a year.
What kind of sacrifice?
Oh, Max. Only the sacrifice of the offern.
Max, you didn't drink your punch. You probably regret that.
Children, tie him up. Children, all of you grab a blade.
Cliff, would you begin the hymn?
Yes, Pastor.
Our ancient Lord, your holy oblation has given us life. And so we reflect it tonight in remembrance of you. When tempted by the other, inspire me to be taken as an unworthy sacrifice. When burdened by envy, let me become an instrument of your fire. So that you may continue to bless us, we offer this young man as holy offering. May his blood, along with these offerings of flora and fauna, please you, and promise us another year of bounty. Oh. What is it? Clifford, what's wrong?
I don't know, Pastor. Something's not right. Something's happening to me. Who has woken me from the slumber of ages?
It is us!
Yes, Lord, it is us!
I am the Lord of the field and forest, of rock and mud, which have brought thee out of dust, out of the house of shadow. I am he who may not be named, he who walks the shadows.
Yes, yes, Lord, and it is I, Pastor D.
Quiet, son of man! Found my sanctuary with this unworthy sacrifice.
What? Wait, what?
Wait. What? Forgive me, Father. I don't understand. We thought he was perfect.
He's perfect.
Just like all the others.
Yes.
Silence! You will do as I command. This sacrifice is insufficient. Free him at once!
Yes, Father. I'm sorry, my lord.
We beg your forgiveness.
Please.
Get gone, you disgusting boy. The lord finds you foul. Oh, please forgive us, father.
What would appease you better?
In this room full of innocence, there are only two who would make worthy sacrifices.
Only two?
You want us, lord? A sacrifice?
Oh, not again, not again!
The husband and the wife will lie down upon the sacred altar.
Yes, lord.
No!
They will take up the holy blades.
Yes, lord.
Oh, no, no!
They will make the sacrifice.
Yes, lord!
Teen Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, starring Carter Rockwood and Clancy Brown. Episode 8, The Church, written by Trevor Young, Nicholas Tikoski, and Alexander Williams. Editing and sound design by Trevor Young. Featuring the voices of Clayton Ferris, Laura Shine, Gina Rakiki, and Lauren Vogelbaum. Directed by Alexander Williams. Script supervision by Nicholas Tikoski. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator, Wayna Calderon. Production assistants, Zoe Shea and Amber Ferris. Animal recording by Ben James. Closing theme by Rose Azerti. LoyaltyFreakMusic.com. Recorded at DG Entertainment in Los Angeles, California. Engineered by Gary Forbes and Jody Abbott. Executive producers, Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers, Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers, Jesse Funk and Rima Ilkayali. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days. And find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.